Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Mutual organizations, including reciprocal exchanges and insurance cooperatives, operate with the goal of serving their policyholders, focusing on long-term financial strength and preservation of capital. These companies must react swiftly to avoid falling behind the market. According to AM Best Research, many factors affected the industry in the past couple of years, including rampant inflation, ongoing supply chain shortages, reinsurance capacity constraints, rising expenditures, above-average weather-related loss activity, and volatility in the investment markets. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Tim Fleming, Chief Executive Officer of the Mutual Group. Tim, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you, John. I'm really glad to be here.
So Tim, tell us a little bit about the Mutual Group.
Yeah, so the Mutual Group was formed by Bain Capital Insurance. And the origin story goes back a couple years and sort of best told from the perspective of Chuck Chamness, who is now the chairman of the Mutual Group, who was formerly the CEO of NAMIC, the National Association for Mutual Insurance Companies. It's kind of the trade group for those organizations you just described. And Chuck was very passionate about that industry and that group of organizations. When he retired from there, he was approached by Bain to work together on finding some kind of solution for Bain Capital Insurance to work with mutual insurance companies. And so together, they started looking at opportunities starting with a traditional sense and looking at the option of surplus notes. So surplus notes are a very commonly used financing tool for mutual insurance companies to get capital. But what they found as they were starting to talk to companies was capital was one challenge that mutual insurance companies had. But as you very appropriately described, there are others. Mutual insurance companies do have to adapt quickly. And this is a tough environment. This is a tough environment from perspective of reinsurance market and weather and technology changes. And they found that mutual companies needed more than a simple capital solution or just a standalone capital solution. So they got to thinking, how could we package together a capital solution with an operational solution that would help mutual insurance companies survive for the long term, right? And to provide that long-term value for their policyholders. And that's where the idea for the Mutual Group was first formed. And it was originally sort of started with the idea of somewhat like the reciprocal exchanges that work with an attorney in fact, which is an organization that basically manages the entire operation on behalf of the policyholders. So what would the mutual insurance company version of that look like? And sort of hence the Mutual Group was born, right? As an organization that can provide capital solutions, but packaged together with a comprehensive operating platform that allows mutual insurance companies to be successful and to have a platform that can stay current for the long term in support of their policyholders.
And I guess mutuals walk kind of a fine line when it comes to capital because they run the risk of demutualizing if they have too much capital, don't they, Tim?
Absolutely, yeah. And the access to capital is a real challenge for mutuals because they're owned by their policyholders. They have limited resources and limited ways that they can access capital. Some of the traditional ways are things like surplus notes. They can use reinsurance solutions sometimes. They could affiliate with a larger company. But sort of failing those, they tend to end up looking at things like demutualization, which we think is really not the best solution in a lot of cases. We believe very firmly, and Chuck certainly is our chairman and one of the sort of founding minds behind this, believes very strongly in the concept of mutuality and feeling that having an option that perpetuates mutuality that allows mutual companies to stay policyholder owned and independent is preferable. And we really believe that our solution can help many do that.
We know Chuck well, and we know he is a huge proponent of mutuality. So what are some of the other current challenges and issues facing mutual insurers these days, Tim?
Yeah, I think there's a few, and you certainly identified a few of them as we got started here. But you start with, the access to capital being one of them, but that's really a challenge for a solution to a broader problem. I think extreme weather, right? Both the frequency and severity of extreme weather events is a major challenge for insurers across the entire country. Inflation, both social inflation, hard cost inflation, has been a real challenge, right? The cost of everything is significantly higher, and insurance is one of those. But also all the inputs into insurance, right? Talent, space, right? Everything it needs costs to run an insurance company is also more expensive. And then you add on the rapid advances in technology and analytics and artificial intelligence that are happening, that are great opportunities, but are also challenges for smaller, mid-sized mutual insurance companies to keep up. You know, they're competing in a lot of cases with very large organizations who have much, you know, more robust resources to invest in things like artificial intelligence or analytics, and it's very difficult for them to keep up in this space. And we think that sort of by bringing together the, you know, combined expertise and skill sets, that, you know, mutual companies will be better off and better able to respond quickly.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So let's dig a little bit deeper into that. How is technology impacting mutuals, especially the use of AI that you mentioned, which we hear so much about these days?
Yeah, I think, AI is certainly what you hear about right now. But I think, you know, I go back 20 plus years of my career, but early days in my career when people were just bringing in predictive models into the idea of rate making. There was the introduction and sort of standardization of using CAT modeling in the insurance space. The use of modeling and analytics and technology has gone from being a concept, 20 plus years ago, a generalized linear model or a model to be used for pricing was a new concept. It's now virtually ubiquitous. You think about how the underwriting of roofs and buildings used to work. I used to be a personal lines underwriter a long time ago, having agents send me Polaroids of buildings to see that the kind of shape that they're in. It's now almost standard practice, if not every carrier is doing it, that you've got recent satellite imagery of the roof that has some artificial intelligence layered on, telling you about the quality and the age and vulnerabilities of the roof that are automatic. And that's all of those advances, are only happening faster and faster now, and keeping up with them is very expensive, but is also required. You can't be the company now who's relying on Polaroids from your agent to underwrite a roof when your competitors are using aerial pictometry and very current satellite imagery.
Do you think that mutuals are uniquely positioned relative to stock companies as we move forward?
I think there's some really great things about mutuals that give me a lot of confidence. One is that I've had the opportunity to spend a lot of time, in my time with the mutual group, with leadership of mutual insurance companies. And there are really great people out there who are firmly committed to serving their policyholders. And it's a different model and a different mindset than what you find in some of the larger carriers. And that passion and commitment, I think, goes a long way when combined with their long-term models for success that they have. And I think it goes from the policyholder side as well. There's a real sense of community and commitment to being part of a mutual company that is a different kind of connection than some other companies have. And I think once we can crack, access to some capabilities for these really committed people who've got great longstanding businesses and committed customer bases, they're going to thrive. They will continue to thrive for a very long time. Personally, I think it's a great model, and I think one that's going to only get better as we go forward. But they need help.
I was going to say, let's talk a little bit more about that. What do you see as the future of mutuals and cooperatives?
I think coming together is the heart of mutuality. That's policyholders coming together, forming mutual insurance companies, is what's made them successful for a very long time, right? Many of these companies have been around for 100 plus years. I think we will continue to see companies coming together. So whether that's, you know, very, very small farm mutuals working together in a cooperative way, some sort of co-op relationship, whether that's consolidation of mid-sized mutuals, you know, affiliating or merging into a larger carriers, or whether that's a, you know, the kind of solution like ourselves, right, which is an opportunity to consolidate operational capabilities while still serving individual mutuals. I think that sense of cooperation and coming together to continue serving policyholders will definitely continue.
Well, best of luck. Tim, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
I was Tim Fleming, Chief Executive Officer of the Mutual Group, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.